Wednesday it is, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio. 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. Tom Ryan's your host. Be with you for the next hour. Heidi Ryan is our engineer and lovely wife and co-host. Always with me as we do these things. Wednesday's a cool day for us because we get to do a couple of fun things with music. I have this, if you're a regular listener, you already know this, but I have this obsession with albums because I got so much of my own music history from albums. And it was like when we started this thing about, how long has it been now, Heidi, that we've been doing this album thing? I mean, if it's like about 15 years, maybe, something like that, right? Anyway, it was like when albums began to seem like they were beginning to become irrelevant because of all the digital stuff that was happening and all the media stuff that was taking over, and everybody was getting playlists and signing up for different services that were going to be providing them with songs and playlists, and nobody was like buying albums. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of weird. It seems like there was like this vacuum. So I wanted to, if nothing else, revisit the history of albums as they did occur when they were important. So we started to started the list. We started in 1955 with our countdown of albums. I started by wanting to play obscure ones, albums that didn't make the top 40. Did that for a while until I realized that it would be better to actually cover albums that were popular as well at the same time. So then we started doing them side by side, or however they landed, actually, in terms of chronological order. Starting in 1955, we've been running them as they fell in chronological order, moving up toward the present. And here we are now in 1975. This might be our last album that we're covering for the golden anniversary, so to speak, of albums. We've been doing this now for about 6 or 7 months, covering albums from 1975. And today's album is a top 500 of the top 40 album. It's number 259, which is to say that we're now like well past the halfway mark on the top 500 half of the list anyway. It's an album, as I said, that debuted in December of 1975, peaked at number 13. It's by the band Parliament. It's called Mothership Connection. Now, for me, this was a weird one. It was a total weird one. I mean, George Clinton had a long history as a songwriter-performer, forming the Parliaments, his original band, in the back room of a barbershop, I think it was in 1956. It might have even been before that. And releasing singles on mostly obscure labels until a stint as a writer for Motown eventually put him in the top five on the R&B charts in 1967 with a song that became a doo-wop classic called I Wanna Testify. Now, think about this. This is a guy that pretty much started at the birth of the rock and roll era around 1955 or so. And he is still around. He's still making music. He's still relevant. How many people can you say that about? I mean, he's sort of a miraculous character in that regard. Well, the thing is, after I Wanna Testify was released and was a hit, especially on the R&B, I was like number top five on the R&B charts. But legal issues, for one reason or another, forced Clinton to abandon the name The Parliaments at that point in time. He actually took the name, by the way, from the cigarette brand, Parliament Cigarettes. So he ended up renaming his ever-evolving group of musicians Funkadelic. And he also started to abandon the doo-wop stylings of his old band and moved toward a much looser, funkier style. Now, the result in doing so was really nothing less than a brand new counterculture with its own style, language, and mythology. It was kind of like turning everything on its head at a time when, okay, the hippies were doing it, and everybody was understanding that. And of course, as you could imagine, what was happening with civil rights and everything, black culture definitely was feeling as though they were being like left out from an awful lot of things that were happening in American culture. So Clinton had this idea, thinking that he could maybe do something very similar for black culture and more or less try to make it a little bit more fun along the way, since everything at that time was so much, there was so much difficulty in the late 60s. So this whole brand new counterculture with its own style and language and mythology that he had invented was really something special. But if, like me, if you were a white kid from the suburbs, this was a lot to absorb. And to be honest, most of the socio-political aspects of Clinton's creation spun around over or under my head, but that didn't stop me from feeling the groove. Bouncing back and forth between Parliament and Funkadelic, because eventually Parliament came back. It wasn't the Parliaments anymore, because that didn't sound cool. Now, Parliament was a cooler name. So, and by the way, he would use mostly the same musicians under either banner, whether it was Parliament or Funkadelic. So Clinton would make music that offered this freaky sense of freedom to anybody willing to get on board the mothership. And without, no pun intended, but the sky was the limit. And Clinton can now say, with really no sense of being braggadocious about it, that he created an entirely new subculture based around his music. How many people can say that? That's just remarkable. And the album that really cemented it is this album, Mothership Connection, in December 1975. So, it's not like the first. I mean, there were Funkadelic albums that had been out. The first Funkadelic album came out in 1970. And the first Parliament album, not the Parliaments, but the first Parliament album came out. It was called Osmium in that same year. So he was bouncing around. There's a lot of different things that were happening. So by 1975, both Funkadelic and Parliament were a well-known entity. But this is where that, as I said, the P-Funk mythology really came into focus. And it's a lot of fun. Let's just take a piece of it with us. This is the opening track. It's called P-Funk Wants to Get Funked Up.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk.
I want to get funked up.
I want the P-Funk.
Yeah.
WEFUNK, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. P-Funk.
P-Funk cut.
funk.
P-Funk.
Uncut.
I want the bomb.
P-Funk. Make mine the
P-Funk.
Wants to get funked up. Make mine the
P-Funk.
Make my funk the
P-Funk.
Don't step on my funk.
Woo!
Take it home. Yeah. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk the P-Funk. I
wants
to get funked up.
Him,
I want the bomb. I want the
P-Funk. P-Funk, y'all.
I want my funk set up. Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time, call right now. Funky now.
Wants to get funked up.
I want the bomb.
P-Funk. Don't want my funk stepped on.
Oh, make my
funk the P-Funk before I take it home.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Star Child. Don't stop, get down.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
the Mothership Connection. Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Give it a funky music.
So what's the story with all the space references in this time era?
Right, he does. I mean,
he even actually name drops Bowie for one.
I was just going to say that. You hear him, he's a Bowie. Yeah, but he does mention him. You know, it's really...
I mean, Sun Ra was also... I mean, was it had to do with like the fact that there was a man on the moon?
You know, that's a really good rationale for it. I'm sure that you're probably very much right about that.
Did they say something about this?
I mean, well, he does. I mean, well, let's first, if you put the things together, I mean, he has the two bands. He has Parliament, which is like a dance-oriented band, which eventually led to the Mothership thing. And he had Funkadelic, which was originally the psychedelic band, but they were both playing live shows with the same people. And he was calling it a Parla Funkadelicment thing, you know, because it was the same people. So they were putting it together and they were having a lot of fun. But he was into the fact that the rock and rollers, people like Bowie and everybody else, were putting out these things that had themes to it. And he wanted to do something like that, that had some sort of like a theme to it. And he said, these are his words, he said that he settled on the idea of an extraterrestrial concept because he thought it would be original, especially for a black person to do it. Because he said, if you put black folks, he didn't say black folks, you know what word he used, but he goes, if you put them in places that you don't usually see them, then, and nobody had seen them on those spaceships. Because once you see them sitting on spaceships like it was a Cadillac, then it was funny and cool. So that's exactly what he was going for, because he figured that by doing that, and especially on a Parliament record, which was kind of originally like just the straightforward dance band, it was like uniting these two different groups and pulling them together so that after a while, it didn't matter if you put the Parliament record or the Funkadelic record, it was all the same at this point in time. It was a George Clinton thing. And it was more than just that, too, because there was also the P-Funk All-Stars. There was Bootsy's Rubber Band, the Brides of Funkenstein, the Horny Horns, Bernie Worrell's solo albums and things like that. It was all part of the whole George Clinton family. And since we're talking about the Mothership Connection, here's the title track, Mothership Connection, Star Child.
Well, all right, Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid, partying on the mothership. I am the Mothership Connection, getting down in 3D, light year groove. Well, all right, you hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Child here. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. Nothing but a party, y'all. Basic. Even your memory bank never got this far. Mothership Connection. Home of the P-Funk, the bomb.
3D. Let me put on my sunglasses here so I can see what I'm doing. Ain't nothing but a party. Star Child here, citizens of the universe. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas. Nobody but me and the boys. Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me. Hit the bang. Swing low. Sweet chariot. Coming forth to carry you home.
Things I think that what George Clinton's trying to do here is like, it's like sort of like starting a club, and it's like you can join if you want, but there it, either you're in or you're out, sort of a thing. It's like, well, like he said, it was a radical response to the American police state and the antithesis of everything that was sterile, one-dimensional, monochromatic, arrhythmic, and otherwise against freedom of bodily expression in the known universe. In its simplest iteration, Clinton posited that funk was equivalent with the truth. So either you were in or you were out. And that is part of the P-Funk mythology. And you'll hear that he'll talk an awful lot about people who who are not in. Like this next track is about the unfunky UFO.
Composure was secure. I won't send a grin from ear to ear. A smile is all right, girl. Oh, but then like a streak of lightning, it came, filling my brain with this pain.
Without saying a word, his voice I heard.
Give up the funk, you punk. Up on the sun. You got the groove.
See, Heidi is here for a multiplicity of reasons, not just to run the board with dexterity, but to remind me to say to you that you are listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, Garden City, New York. WHPC HD. And WHPC HD. See, she had to remind me to say that too. Yeah. And we are, of course, American Hit Radio. We do this every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. What you're hearing now is The Mothership Connection is the name of the album by Parliament, released in December 1975. Top 40 album, number 13, actually, at the time. And we're talking about P-Funk mythology, which is one of the cooler things about Parliament and Funkadelic. P-Funk mythology, this is another quote now, took all the cheese that America had to offer and ran with it, taking the fashions and technology of the day to their ultimate preposterous conclusions, amplifying the aesthetics of the 70s into a throbbing, fish-eyed cartoon of itself, and in so doing, glorified American culture and their role in its continuing evolution. And I take pride in my ability to properly pronounce the title of the first song that would be on side two. Super groovalistic prosa funkstication. Say that title again. I don't think twice. That might be pushing my luck.
Just give the people what they want. And they wants it all the time.
Okay, we'll take that. I'll settle on that. There are so many albums, I mean, in their catalog that are, I feel like in a way that I was remiss in not covering more of Parliament Funkadelic. The album before Mothership Connection was Chocolate City. And albums worth checking out that were really close to making the list when I was doing it, where, of course, Maggot Brain was one of them. And an album coming up that was like very close to making it, and maybe it still might, is One Nation Under a Groove. But there's also The Electronic Spanking of War Babies. Great title. Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. There's a liner note in that that I want to read, which I think gives you another idea about this whole P-Funk mythology stuff. On the eighth day, the cosmic strumpet of Mother Nature was spawned to envelop this third planet in funkadelical vibrations, and she birthed apostles Ra, Hendrix, Stone, and Clinton to preserve all funkiness of man unto eternity. So there's the mention of Sun Ra. How do you brought that up without even knowing that? It goes on, man. And the thing is, all of these albums are very relatable, and that's why it ends up becoming a mythology, because what happens on one album, well, the stories more or less begin to intermingle as you listen to them from one to another. This next track happens to be called Handcuffs.
I do, I have to put my handcuffs on your mama.
Do I have to keep you under lock and key?
Do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
Now we both know that's not how it should be.
Do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
You're a sweet, fine, sexy woman and you're good to a man.
Cause do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
I hope that you will understand.
If I have to keep you barefoot and pregnant, or to keep you here in my world,
put it on, girl.
Sit down and take off your shoes. Girl, I wanna do to you
what it is I've got to do.
I never won't mind if I be possessive. Now would you? Your creature like loving, you know it is to blame.
That's why I can ask you and not even feel ashamed.
Susceptible to flat tire and game. Lord, we can game.
I do have to put my handcuffs on your mama.
Will you submit to that fact you might be called your name?
Cause I do have to put my handcuffs on your mama.
kind of whatever.
Some carny.
Carny can go to hell. And if I find that I need some help, I'm gonna pull out my chastity belt. What it is?
Yeah, we've been riding like you say that we do.
Then you won't mind if the people that they ever want you. You're crazy like loving, you know it is the blame. That's why I can ask you and not even feel ashamed.
I do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
I do I have to keep you under lock and key?
Do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
Now we both know that's not how it should be.
Do I have to put my handcuffs on your mama?
Are you susceptible to flat tire and game? Lord, making game.
Don't make me do it. Handcuffs. You know, I've been talking a lot about George Clinton, but I really should talk about his, at least his two main sidekicks, who are responsible for helping him write a tremendous amount of the songs as well. Bootsy Collins, his awesome bass player, played guitar too for an awful lot of the Funkadelic and Parliament albums with George Clinton, and Bernie Worrell on piano, organ, Moog synthesizer, all sorts of stuff. You might know him, besides the stuff that he does with Parliament Funkadelic, as being the keyboard player for the Talking Heads on the Stop Making Sense movie and the album. That was Bernie Worrell doing all of that stuff with the band. So there's that. Then, of course, George Clinton brings in some of the incredible, the horn section. He gets Fred Wesley and Maceo Parker fresh from James Brown's band. They quit James Brown, and bam, immediately here they are landing on this album, on the Mothership Connection. That's Fred Wesley and Maceo Parker becoming the horn section with Parliament Funkadelic right here for the first time. And for good measure, Michael Brecker and Randy Brecker, the Brecker brothers, are also part of the horn section. So it's a big deal. And if there's one song that you probably know from this album that you're going to say, oh, okay, it's probably this one. Give Up the Funk. Tear the Roof Off the Sucker.
Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
You gotta realize that the thing going down and down. There's a whole lot of rhythm going round. You gotta realize that the thing going down and down. There's a whole lot of rhythm going round.
Yeah.
That is like key for the whole album right there. Give up the funk, tear the roof off the sucker. Which leaves us with the final track, a weird one called Night of the Thumpasaurus Peoples. It's really weird because, like, first I have no idea what's going on with this really, because it's basically the words are gaga goo goo. as we go through the song. And it's like, what are they thinking? Now, again, it's because of this whole, like, this mythology thing, because the album that follows this is The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein, and they pretty much spent the entirety of side one on that album explaining exactly what the Night of the Thumpasaurus Peoples is about. So it actually does have some meaning. They explain it on that album. But here you're not going to get too much meaning out of it. It's just going to basically set up the next album. I'd also like to mention, since I got a second to do it, that we do have a website. It's AmericanHitNetwork.com. If you listen into the show and you hear the commercials, you probably know all about it already. But if you check it out, we're going to have this show is going to be up live. And every show that we've done, I mean, literally every one of them is up there. There's 500 different albums that we've got up on the website that you can hear on demand. Go there, pick the album that you want to listen to, hear us talk about it, and boom, it's yours. It's there for free. Just check it out. Also, our Friday shows, the How Music Changed series, is about 500 of those shows there as well. It's ridiculous. It just goes on and on and on. So check it out if you have some time. I think you'll have some fun. All right, here's that last track from the album Mothership Connection by Parliament. Here's Night of the Thumpasaurus Peoples. Hope you had some fun. I know I did. Take care, folks. Thank you. Thanks again.